Shavuot Tov, Gutavach to all. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York. I would like to focus tonight on a Purim topic, and that is a Medrash, which is rather famous, but perhaps might be able to offer a new insight into this Medrash. The Medrash goes as follows: Mara and Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis teaches us, Amar Rava, Chayev Anish Inish Levesume Befuraya. Adelo This is a halacha. This is not a agadata. The halacha says, Rava, Mechayev Inish, a person is obligated, Levesume. Rashi tells us Levesume means to get drunk, Bifuraya on Purim, until you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. This is a line of the Gemara that it seems to me even the most distantly affiliated Jews are well aware of. And even those individuals who might not be scrupulous with mitzvahs all year long tend to be quite scrupulous with this particular halacha. The Gemara continues now with a story. Rabba of Rabbi Zeira, Vadu Sudas Purim Abahadi Hadade. Rabba and Rabbi Zeira got together to have a Suda on Purim. Ibasum, they got drunk, they became inebriated. Come Rabba, Shachtela Rabbi Zeira, and Rabba gets up and he slaughters, he murders, he kills Rabbi Zeira. Lemachar, the next day, Vayirachameh, he prayed to Hashem for mercy, Va'achyeh, and he revived Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira comes back to life. Lashana, the following year, Amar Leh, he said, Nesei Marvin Avid Sudas Purim B'Hadeh Hadadeh. Let's do it again this year. Let's make another Suda again this year. Amar Leh, so he responded, La b'chol shaita v'shaita misracha. You cannot rely on miracles every single year. In other words, just because last year Rabbi Zeira was slaughtered and then miraculously revived, cannot rely on miracles every year. Ein somchin al hanes. One cannot rely on anes. Now the question is, what is the purpose of this story? What is the message behind this mystery? Rabba murders Rabbi Zeira. He brings him back to life. He wants to do it again. We don't rely on Nisim. What is the message here? There is a mystery in this murder, and we would like to unpack it. So, on the one hand, one can look at this story as an addendum to the line right before it in the Gemara, where Rava teaches us that a person should get drunk on Purim. So, the Rif, in his halachic compendium on the Gemara, cites this story as a halachic piece. This is not a story with some type of moral or message. No, this is a halachic statement. And apparently, the Rif would believe that this story of Rabba murdering Rabbi Zeira is a statement which refutes Rava's initial comment. That is to say, that if Rava said that a person is obligated to get drunk on Purim, so this story, Rava of Rabbi Zeira, is brought immediately afterwards in order to refute that and to teach us that it is not a halachic mandate to get drunk on Purim. Now, that is clearly not the normative halacha as understood by most interpreters of the Talmud and the halacha. However, even those who would look at Rava's statement about getting drunk on Purim as a halachic mandate would still have to answer the question: what is the meaning behind this the story? So, it could very well be that it is a halacha to become inebriated, but maybe the story is telling us that when one does become inebriated, there still is a requirement for a person to do so in somewhat of a responsible manner. He can't be in the He can't be a shikr, shalot. Can't be so drunk that he's out of his mind that he end up, murdering somebody. That level of drunkenness is not allowed, or whatever, whatever the cutoff point is. But the point of the matter is that the story is perhaps brought as a, again, not as entirely as a halachic statement, but to temper the halachic statement about getting drunk on Purim. I would like, however, to suggest that there is an entirely different message here in the story, and it has nothing to do with how much or how little one should imbibe or intoxicate themselves on Purim. And in order to understand the message in this that is hidden here, I think, is to understand a little bit about the two protagonists of our story, Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. So who were Rabba and Rabbi Zeira? Well, the most salient point that one has to know about Rabba and Rabbi Zeira as it relates to this is where they lived. Rabba lived in Bavel and stayed in Bavel his whole life, and he made his life in Bavel and his reputation in Bavel and his professional expertise in Bavel and his achievements in Bavel and his family in Bavel. Everything was Bavel. However, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira is known as Rabbi Zeira in this Gemara. However, there's some Gemaras that refer to him as Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira and Rabbi Zeira are not two different people, but Rav Zeira marks the time that Zeira lived in Bavel, and subsequently he decided to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he received smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and he got the title Rabbi. So Rabbi reflects the time that he spent in Eretz Yisrael. So with that little biographical information, I think we can understand something a little bit about this story. Let's even look just a little bit further. Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that that there was a debate between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yehuda regarding going and living in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara goes back and forth trying to understand the Pesukim. And in essence, it's really a, if you will, a defense. Rabbi Zeira is in essence, defending himself, how it is that, he goes to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Kol shed eino dar be'eretz Yisrael, ein lo eloka. A person who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is as though he has no God. And the Gemara basically challenges that, right? Maybe it's kilo oved avodah zarah. The Gemara challenges this. And Rabbi Zeira decided that he had to go live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says in Ksubas, Rabbi Zeira have a kamishtamit minei derav Yehuda. The Rabbi Zeira would avoid, being seen by his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Zeira wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yehuda felt, kol ha'ola mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, over ba'asei. Anybody who goes to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel is violating an asei in the Torah. Cites a pasuk. So here the Gemara goes back and forth in a dialogue, if you will, between Rabbi Zeira and Rav Yehuda, how they would understand Pesukim, that either suggests it is appropriate to go live in Eretz Yisrael or not appropriate to leave Bavel and go to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Hishbati eschem es benos Yerushalayim," and Rav Yehuda says, from this pasuk, we derive that you don't go back to Eretz Yisrael until the zman of Geula arrives. However, Rabbi Zeira says, no, that's only Hahu Shelo Yalu Yisrael Becholma. That's only for Bnei Yisrael to go back en masse. But to go back as individuals, that's not that's not an issue. And indeed, the Gemara continues and talks about the famous Shalosh Shavuos. The Gemara says, how does Rabbi Zeira explain the various psukim? And the Gemara says that the psukim reference Shalosh Shavuos. There are three Shavuos. And again, in the context of these Shavuos, one of the Shavuos is not to go back to Eretz Yisrael b'choma. That is and Rabbi Zeira understands that that means to go back en masse. Okay, so all that is really just an introduction for us to understand our Medrash. So let's go back to our Medrash. Rav and Rabbi Zeira get together on Purim to have a Suda. And this is not just a discussion between two Amoraim. This is a metaphor. Rabbah representing the notion of Babel and not going back to Eretz Yisrael without the divine intervention of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Rabbi Zeira understanding, no, Rabbi Zeira understanding certainly as a Yachid, maybe not en masse, but certainly as Yechidim, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And this debate of going back to Eretz Yisrael is happening over Sudas Purim. What is Sudas Purim? Purim is the time that reflects Bnei Yisrael in Paras when they had an opportunity to go back to Eretz Yisrael and they refused to do so. Right? This is after Koresh. Koresh allows the Jewish people, who's the first great emperor, and he allows the Jewish people to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael did not go back en masse. Indeed, the Medrash says, and again, citing Rabbi Zeira in this context, the Medrash says that had Bnei Yisrael gone back to Eretz Yisrael b'choma en masse for Bayis Sheni, then lo charav beis hamikdash is the Medrash Shira Shirim. And this is again Rabbi Zeira in the context of that Medrash is saying that Bnei Yisrael should have gone back en masse. So here you have, for Bayis Sheni. So here you have a debate between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, an analogy, a metaphor between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, between going back only at the time of miraculous divine intervention, or going back at least individually, if not en masse, to Eretz Yisrael, even before that miraculous divine intervention. But you still have to go back. On this Purim, Purim number one, kam Rabbah v'shachte l'Rabbi Zeira. Rabbah slaughtered Rabbi Zeira. That is to say that Rabbah, representing the notion of not going back to Eretz Yisrael until divine miraculous intervention, slaughters Rabbi Zeira. But l'shana haba, they get together again, and they say, "Let's do it again. Let's meet. Let's have this debate. Let's have this. Let's have this encounter." I should say. And Amar Lei, and Rabbi Zeira responds. Rabbi Zeira says, "Lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misarachish nisa, ein somchen al anes." When it comes to Bnei Yisrael going back to Eretz Yisrael, you can't rely on nisim. You can't wait for the Ribbono Shel Olam for the ultimate bias hamashiach geula shlema. No, that Rabbi Zeira is saying that we have to go back, even if it's just as individuals, and that is the import. And that is the message of Purim, that Klal Yisrael made Shushan Habira their capital city, having parties in the palace of the king, forgetting that there is a true Bira, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, waiting for them. And this is how the Gemara leaves off. The Gemara leaves off with Rabbi Zeira's voice, Lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrachish nisa. So on a Purim, when Eretz Yisrael is on paramount on our minds, we are reminded of the murder mystery of Purim between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira. And we ask ourselves the question, will we heed the call of Rabbi Zeira? Will they heed the call of keeping Eretz Yisrael foremost and forefront in our minds, not just as an abstract, but in practice? And to do what we can individually, we're not relying. You can't rely on miracles all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends for us to pick ourselves up and do what we need to do in order to be mechazek Eretz Yisrael and to be mechazek Klal Yisrael. And so, if this story of Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira is on the one hand a question how drunk one should get on Purim, perhaps on another level it's a question of how straight we should think on Purim and think clearly and clear-eyed about our commitment, our loyalties to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael at this time. And just as a postscript, next week, of course, Motzei Shabbos is Purim, and I will not be meeting for the Shir enjoyment 10 to 10 at that time. Be'ezras Hashem, we will be having Shir enjoyment, the other meaning of it, the Simcha of Purim. Gudvach, Shavua Tov to all, and a Freilich in Purim.